the Lord, everyone. I am David Deal, Senior Pastor and Bishop of Victory Christian Outreach Center, 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax, Louisiana. Our services are Monday at 6:30 p.m., intercessory prayer, Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., empowered by the Word of God Bible class. Friday night, 7:30 p.m., prayer, praise, and deliverance service. Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m., Sunday school. Worship service, 11 a.m. until. If you care to come and worship with us, please call us at 318-627-2992. Or you can email us at pbvcoc58@yahoo.com. Or visit our website at vcoc1.org. God bless you. Now let us go to a powerful word from the Lord in Jesus' name. Well, praise the Lord, everyone. God is a good God again today. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited, amen, to be here live in the studio, coming to your car, in your house, or wherever you are, amen, on your job today. You know, God has been good to us, and I'm excited. I'm always excited because ministry is my life. But let me give you an announcement before I go into the Word of God today. On December the 5th, the 6th, and the 7th, we're having what we call our annual fellowship at 1015 Main Street in the city of Colfax. You know, VCOC Fellowship has been around, amen, for about 17, 18 years or longer. So we are having what we call our annual fellowship. What we are doing is bringing all the fellowship churches to Colfax. And listen, we are telling you ahead of time that we will start at Friday night at 7:30. And that would be preaching, praising, and worship service. And then Sunday morning, Saturday morning, correction, at 9:45 until 11:45, we will have a session would be doing with dealing with the end of times. We're going to have a session on that, amen, dealing with the ends of time, message, teaching, insight, amen. And that's going to be, amen, Elder Ford and Bishop Tillery is going to be spearheading that class. Very, very informative two young men, amen, that has sought the Lord to give us where we are in these times. And I'm happy to be able to bring them to Colfax, amen, to be able to talk to us. And then at 12 noon, we're having what we always have. I believe that's 12 noon, unless the schedule has changed. Our women's meeting, amen, praise God. And then at 7 o'clock Saturday night, which is going to be the 6th, we're going to have, amen, Bishop Harrison. He's going to come from Baton Rouge and preach for us. And then Sunday morning, we'll have Elder Mac Pipe. Normally, I usually close out on that Sunday, but we want to have them to come from Baton Rouge and be a part of this great fellowship. Now, let's go to the Word of God today. Amen. I want to talk to you from the book of Mark here for a few minutes, the 11th chapter, verse number 23. After I finish in the Word, I'm going to open up the prayer lines. If anyone need prayer, no matter what you may need prayer for, I would love for you to just dial in to that the numbers that we're going to give you, 44-2500, 1-877-464-2500, and those numbers will get you in touch with prayer. Mark the 11th chapter, verse number 23 says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. I want you to keep in mind, whosoever, hallelujah, and whatsoever. I want you to keep that in your spirit. He says, verse number 24 says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Now, these are not my words. These are the words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God Almighty, robed in the flesh, he's speaking to his creations. He's speaking to his disciples. He's speaking to the believers. Amen. You have to believe this. Amen. Praise God. You have to believe it. Mountains often described as big, although sometimes they are taller than most mountains. Some mountains are small, some are tall. Still, they appear to be a mountain to our eyes or to the naked eye. So what we're looking at, Jesus takes a metaphor of a mountain to describe a situation or a trial or something that you may be facing. And he calls it a mountain because now he knows that what he's dealing with natural-minded people. So what he's doing, he's injecting the picture of what it seems like to the natural man. And there's a lot of things that we are facing to the natural eye seems to be impossible. But those things that seems to be impossible is possible with God. So life sometimes brings mountains that seem so hard to climb. That's life. Because life brings mountains that seem so hard to climb, they become challenges to most of us in hardships that feels incredible and difficult, that hangs over our mindset. So now these things that we're facing, we see them as mountains in front of us. And sometimes there are people who faint in what they see. And I'm going to deal with a word that is called faith. Hopefully, I can get all this out in this 30 minutes or before 30 minutes are up. But I want to deal with this mindset because if a man thinketh, so is he. Oh, glory to God. I don't know how you think, but these 43 years, I think victorious that I have walked with God. I've dealt with mountains. I dealt with the aspect of the strain that some challenges brings in life, but God has always calls me to triumph those things and to have victory in them because I put, number one, my trust in God. So now, when we look at this, we look at these mountains in our life and we see the peak of it, the height. And then sometimes we look at the steep climb that doesn't give us the assurance that we're going to make it. Well, are we going to be able to climb this mountain? Are we going to be able to make it to the top of whatever it we are facing? Are we going to overcome it? And that's the steep of it. You know, when we look at it, the peak of it. So now, that's a hardship to climb that brings inner battles. Inner battles comes. Amen. Inner battles, mindset. I wish somebody would hear this. Inner battles, mindsets, because you look at it, it seems big, out of control, mindset. So if you're thinking that it's going to overwhelm or seduce you or take you, or you can't do it, you will never accomplish it. But I thank God for his teaching. I thank God for his word, because I know that with Christ, I can do all things. And I want to encourage somebody today, amen, that you may be facing these mountains that seem hard to climb, or there are inner bitterness that these mountains are creating, that sometimes they extend the circumstances to bring you to depression. Yeah. Some of these things you face, Hekiah, bring you to depression. It deals with your inner motions. Amen. It deals with your physical body. It deals with your organs. And I want to tell you, pain. Sometimes these things bring pain because we don't know how to handle them. We don't know how to face them. But thank God for his word. I tell you, I can tell you some testimonies, but I want you just to name a few things that somebody may be facing. Even this morning, I know that there's a shutdown, and I know people that work in high places that are not getting paid, that are saved. Let me tell you something. God allowed rain to hit the just as well as the unjust, but I've heard many testimonies. But the assurance is that God is going to take care of his people in these last and evil days. And I refer back to David when he says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor have I ever seen his seed begging bread. I don't believe, Hekiah, I don't believe, praise God, that God is going to allow even, amen, if the government do shut down, he's not going to allow his people, amen, to suffer in this hour, amen, of not having the necessities that they need. Now, look, I'm not here to preach prosperity to you. I'm here to preach to you this word that I didn't mention earlier. I'm here to preach faith into your spirit, so that you could believe God that whatever mountain you're facing, if it's the financial crisis, that is a mountain, but God is able to supply all your needs. Amen. Somebody this morning, you know, as I go in and out the hospital, I'm not making, trying to make myself seem like I'm so big or something. Yes, every preacher should visit the hospitals, amen, the convalescent homes, and it should go in and out and pray for people and counsel, minister to people. But as I visit the hospitals and I see people, especially in the IC units, MIC or IC unit or whatever, amen, praise the Lord, they're in there and they have all these tubes and, amen, praise the Lord, lines and different things that are hooked up to their organs to make sure that they are functioning after they have had surgery or they're going through some type of situation in their life. Amen. Praise God. I see that. But my spirit would not allow me to faint because I say God seen it before I did. Hallelujah. So he's going to be one that, he's going to be the one that called the play. He's going to be the one that allowed that thing to deteriorate or allow it to take over. It's up to God. And I want to encourage somebody this morning, because you are dealing with depression when you need to give those things to God. You need to release yourself. Stop being like a pipe with a lot of steam in it that making you angry and bitter and stressed out. There are things that you need to bring to the altar and leave them to the altar and say, it's too much for me. God, you handle it. Because you need to live. You need your blood pressure to be normal. You need to be able to deal with other issues. And sometimes we allow these mountains that we cannot conquer, bring us down into a depressed mode to where we even stop speaking to people that we love. And let me tell you, my friend, health problems is a mountain, but God can heal that also. Then there are times you cannot navigate because of the conflicts that are going on in your family. That's a mountain. Amen. There's no peace. Amen. Praise God. There's no peace. And as I was talking to the Lord about this passage of scripture, as he used a mountain as a mouthful, praise the Lord. Amen. He says to us that it can be removed. And as I was talking to the Lord, I said to the Lord, what shall I say about people who don't have a relationship with you? And what about those that have the relationship, but we still, amen, face mountains? And the Lord says to me, amen, that all people who put their trust in him must have a relationship with him. If you don't have a relationship, my brothers and sisters, your harness, the harness up that you need, the rope, the spikes, the chips, whatever it is, amen, that you need to climb that mountain, they're not there because you're not suited to handle the things that comes in this life without God being the center of your life. You need Jesus to be the center of your life. Amen. Praise God. You know why he said that to me? He says in Hebrews 11 and 6, he said, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. You got to have faith. Because the mountains going to stay there if you don't have faith in God. For he that come to God must believe that he is God and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And that's where my heart is. My heart is in diligently seeking God, not because God has blessed me with materialism. No. It's about my soul. Glory be to God. My soul needs to be connected to who created me. My soul needs to be connected because there are things that I cannot do. Yeah, God give me ability to do things on my own, but there are things that I need God to do, amen, that I can't handle. And I don't try to handle everything, praise the Lord, on my own. I need him to be the one that lead and guide me, acknowledge him in all my ways, and he will direct my path. I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. Most people doesn't realize that God used, and this is how God made me. He brought me to repentance because God used mountains. Yes, he did, to turn me around. He used mountains to be on my faith. He used mountains to call me out of darkness into his marvelous light. In other words, he allowed these things to get into my spirit because I wouldn't acknowledge him. And these are the things that brought me to my knees. And when they brought me to my knees, they made me pray. Glory be to God. They made me find a prayer life with God. They made me talk to God. That somebody right now, you're listening, you really need to talk to God. And these mountains, they brought, amen, praise the Lord, trouble. They brought disparity. They brought distress. They brought uncertainty. They brought darkness into my spirit, and they brought me to my knees, and they made me cry out to God. But watch this, my friend. When I cried out to God, amen, praise the Lord, I found out, hallelujah, that not only he was a bridge over my troubled waters, but, amen, he was sweeter than honey. Glory be to God on the honeycomb. I realized that I was walking in the wrong counsel. realized I needed the counsel of God. So mountains are to test your faith. And I'm going to give you a couple, amen, praise the Lord, of patriots, amen, who faith was touched and tested by God. Abraham, he climbed the mountain. Yes, he did. He climbed that mountain because God told him to go, amen, and sacrifice his son. Moriah, I think it was. He climbed that mountain, amen, just to do what God said. God tested faith. Took his only son up there because God was talking to him. He put himself in a place to hear what God was saying. And God took what he loved and said, bring it to the mountain. Even though it's a mouthful of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ being the sacrifice for our sin. But God used Abraham and he climbed that mountain and he went there. And when Abraham did what God said by obeying God, God's son, an angel says, slay your hand, do the lad no harm. Amen. Praise the Lord. But now I know that you feel God. And when he looked over, he heard a noise. That was a ram in the bush. God will put a ram in the bush if you obey him. And another one I want to talk to you about right quick was Moses. Amen. Praise the Lord. He went up to Mount Sinai. Watch this. To get the commandments, the Ten Commandments. These people are patriots that know what it's like to climb a mountain to hear from God. My God, here today, you need to go through. You need to go through. You need to go through. And to top it off, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus, he went to Mount Olive. He went to Mount Olive to pray before he was betrayed. He went to pray. The key is that prayer is the way through your mountain. Jesus wouldn't have, amen, he was human and divine, but he knew that flesh wouldn't allow him to get to that mountaintop. God had to pray. It is your faith in your circumstances. Whatever you're facing in this time, your faith will speak to that mountain. And I was thinking in Isaiah 40, verse number 30, the Bible talks about, and they use this metaphor of John preparing the way for God. That was a mountain move, but amen, praise the Lord. Not only did he do that, but in verse number 4, it says, every valley shall be exalted, every mountain shall be made low, and the crooked places, amen, the crooked shall be made straight, amen, praise the Lord. And the plains, amen, praise the Lord, there will be places, or rough plains are going to be smoothed out in your life when you put your trust in God. So when you speak to this mountain, make sure that you fast and pray. Fasting and prayer will help you move the mountain. Amen. Praise God. So your mountains are not, amen, natural, but they're spiritual. Jesus said, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to change up in a minute, but Jesus said, if you have faith as small as a grain of a mustard seed, you can say to that mountain. But Jesus also said, I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, I want you to think about what mountain you're dealing with right now, be thou removed. I want you to speak to it and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. I want to pray. Now I'm going to move to prayer now. But as I move to prayer, those of you who may want to call in, you can dial the number 484-2500, 1-877-464-2500, will get you in touch with prayer. But Father, I thank you today. And as I read my Bible, the scripture of Psalms 68 and 19 came to my heart. It said, blessed be the God of the Lord, who daily load us with benefits. Even the God of our salvation, Shelah. Lord, I thank you this morning that you gave us new mercies. You sent new mercies. You sent new grace. And if you took us through one mountain, you took us over it. You able us to conquer the darkness that was in front of us. And you brought us out to give you the praise and the glory. I say thank you, Lord, for new mercies. I say thank you, Lord, for new grace. Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that this word, hallelujah, touch somebody's heart. I pray this morning that this word cause faith to rise up in somebody's heart and their circumstances. God, that they were touched by the word. Lord, that they would move forward and believe you. That if they walk with you, that if they talk with you, that you would bring them out of what they're facing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Listen, my friend, if you need prayer, go to that phone, 484-2500-1877-464. 2500 to get you in touch with prayer. And I tell you, God has been good to you. That's somebody I'm talking to right now. You owe God a praise, praise God, because he rebuked so much out of your life. You don't even know why you're standing right now. But it's because of the goodness of God. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. And while I'm praying, I want to pray for the Jones family, for the Margie Greenhow family in Colfax. Amen. The passing, amen, praise the Lord, of Brother Robert Greenhow, praise the Lord, which we would funeralize this Saturday. Amen. Praise God. At 11 o'clock in Colfax at Victory Christian Outreach Center. Amen. We will be having this service. So if you know them, praise the Lord, you know that family, praise God, keep them in prayer. Amen. Praise God. Listen, my friend, this is your time. This is your time. I need somebody that would touch and agree with me today that God, amen, praise the Lord, has caused mountains to come down in your life. And I'm telling you, because you exercise your faith, you believe God, that God was going to turn that thing around, praise God. And you use your faith because you realize, praise the Lord, that it wasn't you. It was God Almighty. Would you dial that number, 484-2500-1877-464-2500. We'll get you in touch with prayer. Now, God, while I'm waiting, I pray, Lord, that those who are in Washington would release the funding that the poor, the hungry, the needed, Lord God, that they would be supplied with the necessities that is needed, God, because you know somebody right now in ICU don't have medication. Somebody right now, God, that's living off of a substance you created. And man trying to control because they don't care. They are after greed, God. But I pray that they will release whatever that soul may need. Whether there's an asthma machine, whether there's some type of, amen, medication for the function of the heart or whatever it may be. We ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Well, may the Lord bless you. I pray that you be healed, be delivered, and be made whole. In Jesus' mighty name.